CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese authorities say it opposes the latest move by U.S. warship in the South China Sea. The response from China's defense ministry comes after a U.S. destroyer sailed near waters of Nansha Island. The defense ministry says two Chinese frigates have warned and expelled the U.S. naval vessel. A spokesperson from the ministry says the situation in the South China Sea has been improved thanks to the joint efforts from China and ASEAN nations. But the U.S. move has damaged regional peace and stability. The official also urges the U.S. side to promote positive impact on relations between the two countries and two militaries, saying China is determined to safeguard its sovereignty and security. An official report calls for joint efforts from China and the U.S. to realize balanced trade and investment. The report by Chinese Ministry of Commerce says the two sides can work on U.S. infrastructure construction, opening up of markets, two-way investment, and bilateral investment treaty negotiations. The paper also says China will also consider increasing import from the United States in energy, agricultural products, high-tech products and services. The Chinese authorities say it is working with the Pakistani side to make every effort to rescue two kidnapped Chinese nationals. The two Chinese were abducted Wednesday in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta. The foreign ministry says China attaches great importance to the safety and security of its nationals overseas and denounced abduction in all its forms. China has successfully installed the dome at the world's first Hualong 1 nuclear reactor unit. The 340-ton hemispherical structure now sits over the nuclear island in Fuqing, southeast China's Fujian province. The dome will be used for protection against nuclear accidents under extreme circumstances. China's new third-generation reactor, known as the Hualong 1, is the centerpiece of China's plan to tap the global civil nuclear market. A special envoy of Chinese President Xi Jinping says the country is ready to develop relations with Ecuador. Chen Baosheng has made the comment while meeting with new Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno. The Chinese envoy pledges to carry forward cooperation in economics and trade, finance, infrastructure, science and technology, education and tourism. For his part, Moreno appreciates the contribution from the Chinese government and people to Ecuador's national development, saying his country is willing to work with China to deepen cooperation in various fields. Earlier, the Chinese envoy attended Ecuador's presidential power handover ceremony. Chinese mainland says Taiwan authorities will not succeed in its attempt to resist reunification by force. A mainland spokesperson has made the comment on an ongoing military drill in Taiwan. The exercise is set to simulate an attack from the mainland. The official from the Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council stresses recognition of 1992 consensus is the prerequisite of cross-straits peace. The 1992 consensus embodies the One China principle. China has decided to raise the retail prices of gasoline and diesel for the fourth time this year. The decision has been announced by the National Development and Reform Commission. Starting Friday, gasoline and diesel prices will rise by 140 yuan and 135 yuan per ton, respectively. That means car drivers need to spend 5.5 yuan more to fill up the tanks. Security has been beefed up around the European Council as U.S. President Donald Trump meets with EU leaders. Trump has held talks with European Council President Donald Tusk, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, and EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini. Trump will later attend a summit of NATO leaders and attend the inauguration of the military alliance's headquarters. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has said Trump will be really tough when he meets his NATO allies for the first time, demanding that they raise their defense spending. South Korea's former leader, Park Geun-hye, has attended her second trial on bribery charges over a corruption scandal that brought down her presidency. Prosecutors have said Park, in collusion with her friend Choi Soon-sil, abused her power and pressured companies to pay her tens of millions of dollars in bribes. Senior Samsung Group executive J.Y. Lee, involved in the scandal, has appeared in a separate trial. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.